Well, hello, people. Now, I was looking for a sort of a video game I can sort of have a bit of fun with. But that is easier said than done nowadays, isn't it? I tried PGA Tour 2023 by 2K Games. I paid £9 for it and found it to be a very lackluster game. It just doesn't have any life in it. It's dead. Then the graphics look like a PS3 graphics, and it's supposed to be a 2023 game. So I thought I'd try a free game, War Thunder. But this game is not really free. And I believe many years ago, if I can read the reviews all right, it was a reasonable game, but it's turned into greed now. The company has lost sight and just wants money. And the progression is a bit of a grind. Oh, you can buy special packs, but it's still a grind. It's not fun anymore. And I've played it for a while, and for me it's just too many things to click on. Too many buttons to push. The graphics were okay, I wouldn't say they were fantastic. But if you look on the Steam reviews, you get nothing but downposts. That's because the company has got greedy, and as you know, greed destroys everything. Hell, take a look at the femme ones nowadays. Nobody wants anything to do with them or be anywhere near them. As for video games, I'm beginning to think there isn't going to be one around anymore that I'm going to like. That's because they're missing the one thing that I always liked about video games. The fun factor. Because if something's not fun, it's just, well, a slog. The last game I bought at full price was Dead Space, the remake. And the graphics were very good and everything, but it was just a slog. Wasn't fun anymore. Some of these reviews, the guys on War Thunder had been playing for years. And they probably spent thousands of dollars on special stuff they can get. And even they have had enough of it. Of course, if you have an addictive type nature, I can understand how you'd easily get wrapped up in it. A bit like gambling, I guess. But for me, I tried it, don't like it. So I'll remove it from my PC. And probably go back and play an old game, Command & Conquer, with Shockwave mod. Because that game still has the fun factor and the playability. I guess I'm just not ready for the new world. If any of you guys play this War Thunder, let me know what you think. Yeah, you take it easy now.